You're about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Customer service. Boy, this one gets me fired up. Customer service. There's so much bad customer service. Teaching people how to be better to customers is one of the most popular topics from any platform in the world today. There are more speakers out there talking about how to deliver great customer service. Why are we still talking about this? It irritates me. Why do we have to talk about this? I'll tell you why. Because all we do is talk about it. Really, I see more meetings held about how do we deliver better customer service? What can we say or do differently to make the customer like us more? There are more books about the secrets of customer service. More stuff out there about how to do it. You want to know the biggest secret in customer service? Be nice. That's what it comes down to. You be nice to me. That's how you serve me better. That seems to be the biggest secret in customer service right there. People are providing lousy service because they're mean to me. I want people to be nice to me. But again, I can't even figure out why we even have to talk about this stuff anymore. I mean, doesn't it just make sense to be nice to your customer? I heard an old tape many, many years ago by Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale was the guy who founded this entire industry. He was the first person to ever produce a gold record. And a gold record 50 years ago was a huge deal. And the gold record was called The Strangest Secret. And it was really the first self-help sort of motivational sort of approach that was ever recorded and released to the general public. So Earl Nightingale was sort of the founder of this business. And many years ago, I heard a tape, and he said something on this tape that I consider to be truly profound. He said, all of the money you are ever going to have is currently in the hands of someone else. All of the money you're ever going to have is currently in the hands of someone else. I said that the other day in a meeting. A guy stood up at the back of the room and said, all the money I've got right now is currently in the hands of someone else. That may be the case in your life, but if in business we understand that that's someone else, well, that's the customer. The customer has the money. You better be nice to them or they won't share their money. And because the customer has the money, that means the customer is the boss. Yep, the customer is the boss. Whether you like it, understand it, agree with it, or are willing to accept it or not, your customer is your boss. They get to say how you do business. They get to say what your product line is. They get to say when you open your doors and when you close. They get to say how much you get to charge for your product or your service. The customer is king. The customer is the boss. The customer runs everything. And if you go into work tomorrow and think something other than that, then you are doomed to fail. You can say, well, it's a good thing I'm not in customer service. I don't work in customer service. Get this straight. Customer service is not a department. It's not. Customer service is for everyone. If you're a janitor, you're in customer service. Because if you don't keep the floors clean, the bathroom clean, the customer won't be happy, and the customer will choose to spend their money somewhere else. If you work so far in the back you can't see the light of day from the time you come to work to the time you go home at night, you are still in customer service. Because how well you serve the people that work right next to you, they serve someone else, they serve someone else, and ultimately the customer does get served. We're all in customer service. And it's real easy to know who the customer is. It's the person with the money. Because that person with the money, your customer, is the one who keeps your doors open. If they stop shopping with you, you go out of business. I don't care how good your product is. I don't care how famous you are in the industry. You can be the icon of the industry. You could have been around for hundreds of years. But if the customer decides they don't want you to be in business, you're history. And that's what we see going along right now. We see icons of our industries. Companies that have been around for hundreds of years, they're starting to go away. And the reason they're going away is because they've stopped serving the customer. They don't produce products that the customer really wants. They charge more than the customer is willing to pay. So in order to survive in any business, you have to put the customer first. In order to put the customer first, you have to listen to the customer. You have to ask them questions. You have to know what's important to them. That will allow you to determine how you're going to operate your business, what your product line is going to be, and how much you're going to charge for it. Because the customer, as I said, and I'm going to beat this to death, the customer is king. They are the boss. Make them happy just like you would your other boss. You know, I go in a lot of businesses. I like to shop. I love to shop. I'm out in retail stores every single day. And you know, sometimes I walk in stores and the people who are working there are so busy talking to each other, they won't even look at me. Sometimes the door even has one of those little bells on it. And I open the door and the bell rings and they don't even look up. They're still talking to each other. Now let me ask you a question. That's how they treat me, the customer. If I was the president of the company and I walked in and there was a bunch of clerks back there talking and they looked up and saw it was the president, they'd hustle. Straighten their tie maybe a little bit, straighten up, start to move around. They'd look busy.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Prophet University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.